Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
If you start cheating on God together, you are sleeping, having premarital sex. Together, you say, let's not tell anybody, let's just between two of us, you know, don't worry, I got you, baby, got you. We're doing secrets. When you now marry, and in the middle of the night, he's chatting with somebody, your mind will never go to the fact that he's chatting with a business colleague in America and time difference. Your mind will go to the fact, do you know what you've done? You've seized your own peace. God did not come from heaven to be flogging you and say, you see, it's not like that. He's a God of love. He's not going to come, I'm telling you, you see what you have done to yourself. Never. It's you by yourself. And Satan is a bad devil. He will just sit with you and amplify it. He has girlfriend. Remember how you too used to lie to pastor? He has girlfriend. He's lying to you. Anybody that lies to you, that be lies for you, will lie to you. Why you? He will not be. It is he did not tell you that time you were lying to pastor. He will not be telling you. Foundation. Make sure the foundation is right. Make sure the person is born again. Can't marry an unbeliever. Ah, you can't marry an unbeliever. Oh, single people, please let me draw your ear. Please, I'm begging you. If you don't hear anything I'm preaching now, don't marry an unbeliever. Don't marry churches in the heart. I don't have to go to church. Churches in there. Church, this is heart that is like this. Which church can be inside? Ha. It's not everything in the Bible that you are supposed to pay attention. Some things are Old Testament. Bible is Bible, though. Bible is Bible. You don't know the one pastor is doing. You have to practice the word with wisdom. Hey, don't marry all those type. If you marry an unbeliever, I share this all the time. Let me share it again. Maybe somebody here is hearing it for the first time. If you marry an unbeliever, listen, as a child of God, God is your father. An unbeliever, who is his father? Uh-huh. So if you are married to somebody, can you tell your father-in-law not to come and visit you? And when your father-in-law is coming, he should not come with what he has, Abby. He will come with what he has. So you can't be married. You can't see, it's not behavior that being born again changes. It's nature. It is also a case of who is holding his remote. He may be misbehaving, but at least the Holy Spirit is holding his remote. He can turn his heart. If you go and marry an unbeliever, who is holding his remote? He will press it anyhow, slapper. Block the door. She should not go to church today. She's making noise. What's blah, 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 blah. Stop it, press slapper. I've seen too many cases who are begging you, don't marry an unbeliever. What communion has light with darkness? What relationship has light, life and death? As you are like this, you have been made alive in Christ. As you are, can you go to cemetery and go and pick a dead body and marry? Why won't you do it now? Maybe you are doing it in the spiritual. So why can't you do it in the physical? I say this person is an unbeliever. I say, Pastor, he's very handsome. Oh yeah, go to mortuary and pick handsome man. If you won't do it in the physical, then don't do it in the spiritual. Don't marry a dead body. These old foundations are important. Proverbs 25:28. Now we're building. Let's look at the walls and the windows. What will help you in marriage as you are building your walls and windows? I'm almost rounding up. Proverbs 25:28. Give me, okay, New Living Translation says, a person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. The Message Translation says, a person without self-control is like a house with its doors and windows knocked out. You need self-control if you're going to build anything that lasts. So that, you see that, keep yourself, be disciplined. See, marriage does not change anybody. A marriage doesn't change anybody. I say it all the time. A lizard in marriage does not become a crocodile. A lizard in marriage becomes a married lizard. So if somebody is fornicating now, he will just cross over into marriage and graduate. You know, fornication is the training. A fornicator is an adulterer trainee. So you are just learning to walk. When he crossover, Because you have taught him that stolen waters is sweet. You have allowed him that stealing what is not yours is okay. So when he crosses over, what most of you single people don't know is that married people are more attractive. So when somebody gets married, it's not where you have won. No way, he has five girlfriends, but it's me that won. It's not you that won, auntie. You didn't win nothing. You won an irresponsible man who cannot keep himself in one place. And what you have won is HIV possibility. You have won prayer points. You have won high blood pressure, stress. And when he dies is when you know how many children he has. Are you seeing the complications? Because I like to say it as it is. Think before you move. Self-control is what will help something last. If you don't have self-control, it says anything, windows and doors are knocked out, meaning anything, lizard, do anything can enter, including Satan. Finally, the roof. This is where I'll end. I read two scriptures. In fact, three. When I was thinking about the roof, because I mean, we built the wall now, so now we're building the roof. I thought about something. Acts 10:9 says, about noon, the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, he says, Peter went up on the roof to pray. If you are going to build there, the roof is prayer. Ah, you cannot, take it from me, you can't survive in marriage without prayer. Forget all these things they are telling you on social media. What about these people? Are they Christian? Do they pray? Everybody has altars. And they service their altars regularly. I'm telling you. So you know that your own altar is to the Most High God, and you say you will not service it regularly. Are you joking? Prayer is not something you play with. See, the roof is where there is deliverance. It's where there's victory. So remember that guy that had four friends, the guy that could not walk? When they needed to save his life, where did they go? They went to the roof. When there's no other place to enter, you can't see a physical way. What do? You go up and you call on the Lord. They cut the tin and drop their friend from up. As I was coming, God gave me one scripture this afternoon. Let me just give you that scripture. Hope I can find it safe. It just dropped in my heart as I was coming. Somebody shared with me in the car. Ecclesiastes 10:18. He said, a man may be too lazy to do repairs to the roof on his house. If he does not do the repairs, water will get into the house and the house will fall down. Laziness is not an option, no. Prayer. Hey! If you are too lazy to pray, you are too lazy to succeed in marriage. I don't care what anybody is telling you. If you know your love languages, if you know the principles, if you know your personality types, if you know, I teach all this thing. Let me tell you, the reason is prayer. Whoa. You must understand these things, but prayer. You know what prayer does? Prayer will help you to apply these principles rightly. I can teach you general principles, but it is only prayer and the Holy Ghost that will say, this is what you do for Kingsley. This is what you do for Pastor Mayowa. God will now help you to align those things. I say, these are the ones you need to do now for your husband. It's not an association of husbands. No. The Holy Spirit will help you to say, this is what you really need for this person. So you cannot do marriage without prayer. How will you do marriage? It's not even possible because you don't know. It's only what the person gives you, you know. But it is God that sees the heart. God that knows internal needs. I'm not even saying your spouse is bad, but there are some things that God himself will say, this is why he's behaving like this. This is why he's not giving you this attention. This is why he's not giving you this money. Oh, the reason why he's shouting at the children like this is because something happened when he was 2 years old. He's in the place of prayer. I forget what people say. Let me tell you the truth, eh? We still live in the era of the supernatural. Forget all this other one is asked of apostles of those days. The Spirit of God is still alive. He's still speaking. He's still giving God word of knowledge. In marriage, word of knowledge does not always mean that there's somebody here, you've been having pain for 5 years. It may be, go downstairs now, hug your husband. Word of knowledge. It may be as you are eating this thing, Pastor Moyo, I give Pastor Esther the fish. It may even be as I'm preaching now. The Holy Spirit is touching you. Transfer money to your wife. Transfer money to your wife. Transfer money to your wife. Word of knowledge. It doesn't always have to be go to go to Lystria or go to go to Kavachan and preach the gospel. No. The Holy Spirit is the one that makes marriage work. That's why the Bible says that he will teach you all truth. All things. So not some things. So not spiritual things. He will teach you all things. Does marriage include all things?
Yes.
Managing money, does it include all things? Passing exam, does it include all things? Yes. So the Holy Spirit, he's the one you need the most now. You know, sometimes, sometimes I always laugh at Christians, sometimes, the way we behave. The person that we need the most, we ignore him the most. Jesus, Lord Jesus, come and help me. And he's wondering, me. I don't finish my work. I'm seated by the Father. The only thing I can do for you now is intercede for you. I left you a helper. Call on the Holy Spirit. You say, Father, he said, this is my love that I've given you. I sent my son. What do you want again? I've done everything. The Holy Spirit is right here beside you. He's more real to you than me standing here. But the problem is you don't want to listen. Marriage will work. Your marriage will work if you allow the Holy Spirit in. Forget all the, I'm telling you, the key and the secret to anything that will last is in having a coach. And the Holy Spirit is willing to be your coach. He will tell you, as you are moving, say, no, don't do that now. Okay, smile. Turn a little to the left. That's your best angle. The guy is about to pass. You be up. Holy Spirit, now they give us band. It's not by painting makeup. The day I met my husband, I'll share that story. Divided time for me, thank you. So let me share my story and be going. The day I met my husband, simple, nothing major. I was even in a relationship that I've been in this relationship for 5 years. And then one morning, the Lord now says to me, the man you are with is not your husband. I say, even though this is rough play, because we've done introduction, where do I start? But Lord, I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word. So that relationship ended. I'm giving you the very short version. So my husband on his own side had been looking for wife around Lagos. So he had scouts in different churches. So if you see any good born again, I'm a pastor, born again girl, call me. They were calling me. We'll rush. Go there. He said when he reached there, he said, I get this. He said, Yunko, why you no marry him? So he had a lot of those until at one point. He now saw that scripture that says a prudent wife is from the Lord. He said, why didn't I see this one now? I saw he that findeth a wife, so I thought I should be going around to be finding it. So eventually, he restarted to rest. He said, he was just fasting and praying. Nothing major. The Spirit just said to him, do a reunion for your set. We had just left school 10 years. So that was 10 years after we had graduated. He said, so do a reunion for your set. You know, I said, yes, do a reunion for yourself. So he called a few guys together. I said, it's been 10 years since we left school now. You guys, let's meet up, let's do this. Then I said, okay. So they started calling people. And me, I had a very terrible experience when I was in secondary school. I hated every minute of it. So when they just call command students, I go the other way, not to have anything to do with them. So when they said they were doing reunion, of course, I didn't answer them. So they came to do meeting on my street. I was my father's house. In fact, I was just losing braids. And ladies, you know if you're just losing braids and you have not retouched your hair, and your hair is permed, it's not a good sight. So I was in the house, I was wearing my father's jalabiya. This was about 7 p.m. There was no light. And my father is everything is planned with my father. So light comes on at 7:30. Anytime before 7:30, light is not coming on. So we're in the darkness, waiting. I was just there, not doing anything. One of my friends now came and said, there are people looking for you downstairs. I say, who? She said, command people. I said, you brought command people to my house. Are you all right? She said, just come. I wanted to disobey this, to just go down. You are too dry. My cuckoo went downstairs. I got downstairs. They were just in. There was no light. Thankfully, there was no light. Because if there was light, let's just say I'll be missing something else right now. So I got downstairs, just stayed with this guy a bit. Just stayed with a couple of them. But I didn't pay attention to him really. Because remember, like I said, I was in a relationship and I wasn't really thinking about anything. So just stayed with him a bit and all that. Exchanged my numbers with everyone. And I left. A few weeks later, they said they are doing the reunion party and that they nominated me to bake the cake because I used to bake. So I said, okay, I'll bake the cake, but I'll give it to them. They said, okay. You see wisdom. If they have said no, you must bring the cake, I'll say, I never said I don't want job cake. But they said, yes, bring the cake and give us. I said, okay, no problem. So that day, the guy came, carry cake. And I said, no, the cake was small, Joe. The cake was cut out. He's driving. How is he going to carry the cake? They have to come. That's how I say, okay. Let my hard work not spoil. I carried cake. One of my friends was there, say, I will escort you. We went, we got there. That's how we started talking when I got there. I dropped cake. Before we know it, we're gisting. Before we know it, we don't burn how many children. So, that's the very abridged version, no? Because there were many other revelations along the way, which is why I'm telling you that the supernatural still works. Many, 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 many things. In fact, the thing that convinced me that it was was the person for me. And like, let me correct this. There's no one person, okay? There's no one person. There's a kind of person for you, but there's no one person. Because really, if they think about it, there's only one person. Nigerians would have spotted it now. Because somebody will marry another person soon. Then another person too will marry another person. We could not spell them now. So there's a kind of person, okay? So for me, God knew that he wanted me to do ministry and he needed me to marry somebody whose vision was large enough to accommodate my own. And so even when he now sent my husband, the way he made me know was I was reading, and God speaks to me through the word very clearly. Same way I also had my children. He gave me very clear scriptures. He gave me a scripture that said that where Samuel went to anoint Jesse's children. And then he asked, is there no more son? And they said, there remains one. He's the youngest and he's taking care of the sheep. And those people asked me, what position is he? I say, he's the youngest in his family. He said, what do pastors do? I say, they take care of the sheep. He said, arise, anoint him, for he's the one. Clear as day. So I'm telling you that God can clearly, I'm telling you, no drama. God can clearly, let me read to you the scriptures he gave me for when I had my children, when I was going through infertility. Let's see if I can find it quickly. Jesus, if you get it before me, give me. Isaiah 18. Just want to push. Okay. Have you sent it? Do you have it? I just want to read it to you so you see that. So I just gone to, there's a doctor that they had introduced me to. That would help me. Because I'd been running from doctor to doctor. And then I met the doctor's wife. By chance, I didn't even know she was the one. So she was telling me something about David and Davida. So I said, oh, those are my children's names. Because my husband, when I met my husband, I told him that they told me I'll never have children. My husband said, you have children. In fact, let's name them. So he said, they'll be David and Davida. And we said they were going to be twins. We agreed. And then so I went to this woman's house. And I met this woman there. And she said, oh, that she has David and David are twins. So I said, I'm coming to sow into your life. Don't use here to, that time I was looking for children. Don't use here to hear where I can sow. I said, David and David, I'm coming. So as I was walking to my car, my friend asked me, don't you know that woman? I said, I don't know. I said, that's your doctor's wife. I said, are you serious? My doctor has David and David. She said, which David and David? Now faith the woman, they talk. And so the Lord asked me, why won't you let me help you? I see the scriptures gave me. He said, his first scripture he gave me was Isaiah 8, 19 to 22. It says, when people tell you, try out the fortune tellers, consult the spiritualists, why not tap into the spirit world, get in touch with the dead? He said, tell them, no, we're going to study the scriptures because people who try the other ways get nowhere. Now, is message translation, no? So that day, after all of this happened, he gave me Isaiah 30, 15 to 17. This is the one that blew my mind, this one. God, the Master, the Holy of Israel, has this solemn counsel. Says, your salvation requires you to turn back to me and stop your silly efforts to save yourself. Your, next verse. You've said, let me see. You missed something, yes. Your strength will come from settling down in complete dependence on me. The very thing you've been unwilling to do. That day in the car. So why won't you let me help you? See, your salvation will come from settling down, complete. Not that you miss it, or you do small mercy, you do small. It's a complete dependence. So I sat down, and for 5 solid years, I was confessing the word of God. I wrote out scriptures morning, afternoon, night, like somebody drinking medicine. every single day, morning, afternoon, and night. Today I have three children without medical intervention. Three children. So I'm telling you, God's word still works. Don't let the word lie to you. Do you hear me? And finally, please, if you're going to build something to last, don't build on marriage, build on God. Some people want to marry. Build on God. It's God that makes things last. God has been running the universe since the beginning of time. Has it failed? So if you build your marriage on God, do you think it will fail? I can't hear you. Do you think it will fail?
No.
God bless you.